This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tigrayan forces have entered the Amhara town of Lalibela, a UNESCO World Heritage Site known for its rock-hewn churches, on Thursday. Reuters' Soria Ali has more.
Lalibela's famed rock-cut churches are a United Nations World Heritage Site. It's also a holy site for millions of Ethiopian Orthodox Christians in the Amhara region in the country's north. A resident of Lalibela spoke to Reuters by phone and said he saw hundreds of armed men speaking Tigrinya, the language of ethnic Tigrayans, walking through the town on Thursday. A second man told Reuters by phone he left Lalibela on Thursday morning as Tigrayan forces were arriving. Fighting has spread from Tigray into two neighboring regions, Amhara and Afar, in recent weeks, forcing around 250,000 people to flee.
That's Reuters' Soria Ali. The White House has confirmed that it is considering requiring foreign visitors to show proof of vaccination to potentially restart international travel. Jeff Zients, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator, said Thursday that multiple federal agencies are looking into the possibility.
Foreign nationals traveling to the United States may need to have some type of a vaccine requirement, but that's not a decision at this point. That's one of the paths that's being looked at.
The United States still has no timetable for resuming international travel, given the spread of the Delta variant of the coronavirus that causes COVID-19. The U.S. first imposed travel restrictions on China in January of 2020. Since then, several other countries, including